With Halloween dawn upon us, the wilderness life storytellers had some stories to share with you. Stories that you have never heard. Stories you wish you would have never heard. Stories that will make the hair on your hands stand up, making you wish you never hear them again in your life. If you are weak-hearted or terrified of the unknown, you should not listen ahead. Don't listen ahead. There is a choice. The choice is stopping and not listening ahead to the gruesome story that is about to unfold. If you want to turn around, stop this recording and do it now. Hope is a double-sided sword. It is said that a person can live without food and water for a few days. But once he gives up hope, living for even 12 hours is hard. But the commander spent day after day doing the same task over and over again, hoping for a different result. He wasn't insane. He was just hopeful.
We should celebrate. After all, the war is ours. We are ready for when it hits. We have the world's best pilots and the fastest responding relief workers. No one can defeat us.
Commander, that is true. But shouldn't we keep the celebration for after the war?
Are you afraid?
Commander, headquarters had called. We need to send some relief workers along with that package to Mexico. Tonight, it's urgent.
All right. Find me James.
Yes, Commander.
The commander was in double mind about sending the package. Well, he was after all given an instruction, and he couldn't say no. James was not only the best of the pilots that existed in the base, but was also known for his record of completed missions. Over the years, he was deployed everywhere, right from Afghanistan to Iraq. He had seen it all, and yet he wasn't like the others. He was a jolly man, and an absolute delight to be around.
Sir, you called for me.
Yes, James. I need you to go to Mexico right away. You have 5 passengers and 3 crew members with you.
Okay, sir. When do we leave?
At exactly 2100 hours today.
Sir.
Take care of yourself, lad.
Well, just like always, the weather can't be dictated, nor could it be dictated here. On the way to Mexico, due to a storm building, all connections to the craft were lost, and the commander hadn't prepared himself for it.
Commander, we have lost all communication with aircraft. There are no visuals on the aircraft either.
Aircraft, this is the base. Confirm your location. Aircraft, this is your commander. Confirm your location. Flight Commandant James, this is your commander. Confirm your location.
This is Flight Commandant James. We have run into really bad weather. There are multiple system failures on board. We are requesting a position check for a safe place to land.
Is the crew all right? James, is the crew all right? James!
Commander, he can't hear us. He's well experienced, he'll be fine. And so will the crew and the passengers. They are lucky to have such a talented pilot with them.
Yes.
Months rolled after this incident. There was no sign of the craft or the people on board. There were search parties sent to find them at their last known location. But nothing was found. No one was found. Eventually, everyone had to come to terms with the fact that the 5 passengers, the 3 crew members, and the flight commandant James were not coming back. It is hard when a father has to deal with the news of his son's death, but the commander was brave. He stood his ground. He knew that James was not coming back, and they were never having that last celebratory drink that he had planned for. The war came and went. And finally, we put everything behind us. We performed the last rites for the dead and hoped that peace would follow wherever they were.
Commander, there's someone here to see you.
Send him in.
How are you, Commander?
You bloody bastard! You have some nerve showing up here.
Well, what happened that day was not our fault, Commander.
You knew that the package was cursed. I lost my bloody son because of you. Your stupid organization. You wanted help from us in transporting a simple package?
I do understand how you feel. But that is exactly why I came here.
I'm not sacrificing any more men.
Commander, we heard back from the pilot.
What do you mean?
Well, we were employed to search for the debris of the plane crash to retrieve the package safely. Well, we were unable to look at any evidences of the crash. We sealed off the overflight range for any incoming flights. We continued for months, to scan every inch of the place and radio transmit to the plane, hoping for some response. And one day, we did get it. Well, it was not a long transmission, but it did confirm James as the pilot, as well as his voice prints matched. Not only this, but he also said that there were multiple failed systems and there was a lot of fog in the area that he was flying in. They requested for a safe landing space till the repairs could be made and the weather cleared up.
It is almost the same thing you told us the day he disappeared.
Well, I thought you should know.
Where is my son?
We don't know. We weren't able to track down the source of the transmission.
So you came here with an empty hope. Get out of my office.
Listen, Commander. We can still find James. We just need to work together. Please cooperate.
Get out of my office.
Although the captain left, he left the hope of finding James in the office. Every day ever since then, the commander would sit by the radio transmitter, hoping to hear his son's voice. Months had rolled again before anything was heard.
Sir, you are getting sicker and sicker by the day. Please eat something.
I will. There can be a radio transmission any second.
Soon, the wound became deeper and the pain stronger. The commander had lost himself in. He started having a glass of whiskey while he would sit and hope for a transmission. The commander wanted to drown his sorrow, his pain, and soon forgot who he was, until one day.
This. System. Fog. Request. Anyone? You heard that, right?
I did. I sure did. But I couldn't understand anything. Did you?
Maybe something is interfering with the signals.
But sir, isn't this unusual? The craft was lost almost a year from now. How is it still in the air? And how is it that there were no transmissions up till now?
Shut up! It's my son there, and I will save him.
Yes, sir. But we still haven't been able to locate the source. These are all very unusual happenings, sir.
The commander was able to see the problem, but refused to believe in it. The sorrow of losing the hope of finding his child would take away his purpose for living. He owned it to him, James' mother, James' wife, and children to find him. He owned it to himself to have a closure, to know what had happened, and if there was the slightest chance of getting him back, then bringing him back. Over the next couple of months, these transmissions kept coming and going, all mostly static. Every now and then, the commander would hear James' voice in between the static, and tear would roll down his eyes, until...
The fog seems to be clearing up. We will remain on course.
James, come back.
This is so beautiful. The fog is finally clearing out.
James, confirm your location. Confirm your crew and your safety.
This is so beautiful. The fog is finally clearing out.
James, confirm your crew and your safety.
This is so beautiful. The fog is finally clearing out.
I want Team Alpha to find the craft. The pilot and the crew may be going through hysteria due to lack of oxygen. Team Alpha, your mission is to bring them home safely.
Sir, there is no source to follow. Where will the team go to search?
Search the parameters of the last known location. Employ a team to locate the exact location of the transmission source.
Yes, sir.
The second in command knew what it was to lose someone you loved. He lost his family in a terrorist attack. They waited for him at the theater and waited and waited. He was stuck in a meeting with the general about new strategies of war and peace. He had promised them a lovely family evening, and he couldn't be there when the bomb went off. They never even found their bodies. He knew the pain the commander was going through, losing a loved one and not even finding the right closure. However, the transmission was long gone before anything could be done. And so did another missed opportunity of complete closure. Years rolled. Everyone moved on from this incident. The commander was now retired. He spent a lot of his free time in the shed by the radio, trying to establish a connection with the craft. The second in command was now the commander. He would come every day and listen to the radio, like he promised. One day, he caught a faint transmission.
I am the flight commandant, James Hopper, for aircraft. We are off course by 25 miles. And there is something strange happening here. The package we were asked to deliver is safe and sound. The fog seems to be uplifting now. This is so beautiful. This is just so beautiful. This is aircraft. Do you copy? Are you here to rescue us? This is aircraft. Please identify yourself. I repeat. Do you copy? Identify yourself. What in good heavens is that? No, don't!